How can one reconcile? Oh, sorry. I understand that inner silence cannot be practiced or sought. But what is the ground on which it may come about? I understand that inner silence cannot be practiced or sought after. But what is the ground on which it may come about? Clear question, first of all. The questioner understands that silence cannot be achieved, cannot be practiced through meditation, right? Cannot be controlled. I don't know why you accept it, but apparently you accept it. But what is the ground on which it may come about, in which it may come about? When you observe something, cloud, mountain, the river, or the tree, or your wife, or your neighbor, this low, uneducated person, can you observe all the phenomena of life silently? Not say, yes, I think so. That is, to look, to observe without the reaction of opinions, because we are full of opinions about everything. Right? Why do we have opinions? Go on, sir, tell me why human beings have such deep-rooted opinions, or very, very, very superficial opinions. I believe. Why? My guru is right, better than yours, and ready to fight. So, these opinions, conclusions, concepts, ideals, divide human beings. This is obvious. There's the totalitarian idealisms and the democratic idealisms. Right? They are dividing people. Ideals divide people. And the question asks, I understand that inner silence cannot be practiced. When he uses the word, I understand, what does it mean by understanding? You see, I'm asking you the question. What do you mean by understanding? I understand how this tent is put together, how it's going to be dismantled. I understand the distance between here and Geneva. I understand what someone has said. Right? I understand the internal combustion machinery and so on. Is that understanding intellectual, verbal, right? It's just understanding because you have said something, I understand the meaning of the words. Or when does real understanding take place? Which is, I see something instantly and that very perception of the truth changes my whole existence. Which is it? Because it's important to understand, important to grasp the significance of the word understand. I understand intellectually something, or I've grasped it emotionally, sentimentally, romantically, imaginatively, and all that. Or I really not only see the depth and the significance of words, but also in communication with each other, I see the truth of what you're saying. See the truth of it, not conclusion or the idea of what you're saying. The truth of it, the perfume, the depth, the taste of it. Then that understanding is a revolution. But you said cash, oh yes, I understand what cash is talking about, which is nonsense. Speaker says, I understand inner silence cannot be practiced or sought after. But don't you all seeking some kind of inward quietness, some kind of peace sometime? No, you're all seeking. Don't say we're not seeking it. We are seeking food, comfort, escape from this terrible turmoil one lives in. But to casually say, I understand, inner silence cannot be practiced or sought after, if you will forgive me, forgive the speaker for saying, you really don't understand what you have said. But what is the ground on which it may come about? That's the real question, right? What is necessary for the state of the brain to be utterly silent? Why do you want to be silent? When you observe, perceive something, if you have no reaction to it, respond to it, right? Just observe, that observation itself is silence. Right? You understand? Naturally. I'm watching you, and you're watching me. If the speaker has reactions in watching, he's not really responding, right? He's not watching your reactions, your feelings, your all the rest of it. And if you're watching the speaker and you have reactions, you're not watching him. You're watching your reactions. Simple. The ground in which silence can come about is not through practice, not through determination, through will or desire, but it comes naturally when there is freedom, freedom from conflict. So you have to understand conflict, and not say, I must have silence, which is nonsense. So the ground on which natural, clear, beautiful, the immense depth of silence comes when there is complete freedom. So one should ask, not the quality of silence, how it comes about, but can one be free? Free from conflict, free from being hurt, free from fear, anxiety, loneliness, sorrow and all that. Then the house of silence is immense. It's 12 o'clock. Is that enough for this morning? Or do you want one more question? Am I working or are you working too? Are we together working or you're merely listening to a lot of words? If you are really actively cooperating, actively sharing, going to the very end of it, you'll be exhausted. But you're casually, it's like that river making noise, get used to it. Anyhow, I'll ask, though it's 12, we'll do the last one.